Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bert Show. I got this message this weekend and I was fired up, and I am wondering if parents see it the same way I do, because loyalty matters, man. It really does. So here's the DM. Fascinating. Hey, Bert, can you help me? My parents always had you guys on when they took me to school when I was younger, which means they forced me to listen to you. I couldn't think of a better person to ask this question to because you do an entertainment show. Well, that's loose. How would you feel if your kids took a job in which they had to critique you publicly? My dad is a head football coach for a high profile football team. Now I started like, oh, I wonder who this is, right? He's had his job for 3 years. They aren't doing as well as the fans would like, but they don't suck. We all knew when he took the job, it would take years to turn the program around. Anyway, I graduated from college with a sports journalism degree. I have a podcast and a YouTube channel about sports with three other people, and it's just starting to see some money. There's a local radio station in town that has approached me about a sports show on the biggest sports station in our city.
Congratulations. That's huge.
Hold on, people. Oh. If I took this job, the focus would be entirely on our local teams. They don't want me. They want me because I'm opinionated and I don't hold back. Think of a 22-year-old Stephen A. Smith, but I look like Sabrina Carpenter. She writes, ha. Huh. The money is way better than I'm making now. It would take me years to make what they are offering, but I'd have to be very critical of my dad and the program he's running. If your kids took a job that was to critique your show every day, but you knew it was good for their career, how would you feel? Is my dad going to be super mad for me taking this job? Should I even consider it?
Fascinating, right? Dilemma.
Do you guys want to get in on this? I thought it was really fascinating. 1-855-BIRCHO. I'd be pissed. I'll say it right off the bat. I would be really, really angry. Even the suggestion of it. Loyalty matters to me. It really, really does. So forget that it's a career and a great business opportunity. If you have to make your money off of critiquing me on what I've doing, even though you have never done it before, plus you wouldn't have your degree had I not paid for your degree and been loyal to you all these years as a family member, I just think there's an unwritten rule of loyalty to each other as a family that you don't do that.
But how is it disloyal?
If they have to come on every day and rip me.
They don't have to rip.
In this case, their team sucks, right? Okay. So the head football coach is always going to be the one that's going to take the hit on that. So if they're ripping on the Bert Show, they're ripping on me, right? Mm-hmm. So if they're ripping on, I don't know what school this is, but they are ripping on the head coach. And if they're going to be talking X's and O's, and she's going to be having to question her dad and ripping on her dad every day. And I feel a certain way about that, very passionately about it.
I feel like this is one of those situations where at 22, you're assuming you have to be like every other sports show that is just ripping on the coaches or being overly critical, where I feel like you're in a very unique position to where you have a relationship with somebody who is running the biggest program in your city or whatever, to where maybe it doesn't have to be a critical eye that you bring to the show, but maybe it's you like humanize him in a way.
I think that based on what we're reading here is that they want her because she is so opinionated and she is so authentic. So let's say that they only want her if they are going to get the same person from that podcast on the radio. Mm-hmm. And that is somebody that is very critical of sports. In this case, now her eye has to be more locally on her dad.
Well, then be opinionated, but don't be opinionated in a way that's going to tear your dad down. Because I'm sure you don't even feel that deep down that your dad is a bad coach or whatever. Be opinionated about the fact that maybe your dad is really bringing his A game, but you have the insider tip that X, Y, and Z player is not bringing his A game to the team.
Yeah. If I was in her position, I obviously would have a conversation with my dad. I wouldn't make the decision without ever like sitting down being like, hey, this is what's been presented. This is the opportunity. And like, I would make a bit out of it. I would make a radio shtick out of it where every week you have your dad on and you do some kind of like daughter dad segment or, you know, something along those lines. So, and I understand the loyalty aspect of it. And like, I don't think she needs to kiss her dad's butt, but I also don't think she needs to throw her dad under the bus. I think there's a way to do it professionally. And like I said, with constructive criticism rather than just bashing somebody. But I know, like, especially right now in media, what's the fun in that? Everybody's like, it's all about, you know, it's all about the tear down, not about the build up. And I get that.
But look at Stephen A. Smith and his daughter. Every single clip I see of her ragging on her dad is hysterical. So that's the way to go about it, is to make it into some kind of bit or to formulate it in a way that makes it right for your show without it just being some big tear down fest.
I guess that would be a good way to look at it. I just feel like it would be a tremendous breach of loyalty to have to listen. Like, let's say Hayden was getting a job critiquing morning radio in Atlanta, and every week he had to come on and specifically talk about the Burt Show and how bad it is or the bits that he doesn't feel are great. I would absolutely feel a certain way about that. Here's Richard saying, I'm out of line. Hey, Richard.
Hey, man, how you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you.
So, honestly, I don't think I would have a problem with it as long as she comes up to me beforehand and prepares me for what she's about to say about me.
So, if you're the head football coach, if she calls you ahead of time and goes, hey, I just want to let you know that this week I'm going to be questioning that onside kick that you had at the very end of the game.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, honestly, I want my child to be successful in life. So, if her success is based off talking about me, just warn me first, you know?
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you calling.
This is a lot of what me and my family went through when I first started on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about it, my job is to come on and talk about my personal experience. And unfortunately, a lot of my personal experience is sometimes negative things that I've experienced with my family. And the conversations I had at the beginning of this job were really tough. But they kind of said towards the end of it, like once we talk through like what my role is here, they're like, if you just tell us what's coming so I'm not listening to the radio and all of a sudden hearing your generational trauma, that would help me a lot with what I know you have to do to pay the bills.
Cass?
I also think she can disclose to the listeners, like, hey, I just want you guys to know this guy, that's my dad. So I'm never going to talk smack about him, but I'll definitely talk smack about the QB. Let's get into it. And so I think she can make it part of her bit where she's protecting her dad, but she's very open. Like, I don't care what y'all think. I'm never going to talk against my family. But then I think you can talk about the individual team players. And I know that still affects dad as the head coach, but that way she is pledging her loyalty to him publicly. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got my dad's back.
I'm just assuming the station is going to want the same girl, same woman that is on the podcast. Mm. So that's not going to be an option. Let's say that wasn't an option.
And as a sports analyst, you can't talk about the team and not talk about the coach, because the coach is the one who is in charge of the team and makes the calls and makes the plays. So any critique you have, and again, I'm not talking about tear down bashing, but if she's got constructive criticism of the team, that should be fair game.
Here's Becky. Hey, Becky, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, as a parent, I would definitely encourage my daughter to go ahead and take the job. And anytime she spoke about my team, I would rent every billboard in town and post a picture of acne photos, bad baby pictures.
Oh, damn.
High school photos.
That's fair.
That's healthy.
It is breaking the family apart. Well, here's the good news. If the team is doing as bad as it is, he's going to lose his job soon anyway, so she might as well take the job.
Right?
Wouldn't it be so great if she had him on for a segment and she critiqued him and he just ended it with, "You're grounded," and hung up.
Bird Show.
What's up, Uso? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.